Peace and blessings, everybody. You are now welcome to another episode of Mr. Hip Hop Phenomenon. You are now tuned in. Bridging the Gap of Hip Hop, Episode 3. Let's get it, people. Yes, I'm back. I'm back in full effect. You know what I'm saying? With this hip hop culture thing that we do here. Hip it, don't stop it. Hip it, don't stop it. Let's go. Hip hop, baby. United States of America, nearly 1 in 5 USA adults live with mental illness. 51.5 million. How many people in the world suffer from mental illness? 450 million people. Even though I think it's a little bit more than that. Truthfully, in these past 3 years, things been crazy. So those numbers went up. And basically what I'm saying, once again, like I tell y'all, my listeners and my supporters, if you know anybody out there that suffer from any kind of mental illness, friends, families, and associates, please reach out and give a helping hand to them. Don't be scared. If you had the knowledge on dealing with it, you know, you can help them walk them through their situation as well. You know, like I said, don't be scared. You know, for those who got the knowledge on dealing with it, you know, because everybody got some kind of mental illness that they're dealing with, believe it or not. Some just don't like to admit it, you know, but I'm being real. This is hip hop, baby. It don't stop, you know, and that's the message I'm sending. Yes, I'm back, people. Yes, Mr. Hip Hop Phenomenon himself. And like I said, I got various different deep episodes coming up. However, this is something for the meantime to keep things rolling. Let's get it. Yes, for those who know anybody that passed away, in and out their family, whether it's a friend, associate, or a family member, let us pray. Okay, let's get it. Big Lotto, at least that's what she go by now. But before that, her name was Mulatto. From the rap game, people, yeah. The TV show that Jermaine Dupri, JD, bought you from ATL himself. One of the super producers, legendary rap labels, So Def. Yeah, she came up from up under that at first. And her name was Mulatto. Now she's Big Lotto, Big Energy, right? And how she inherited that name was through Gucci Mane himself, because she looks up to him. You know, and she makes a lot of noise, people. She do. She makes a lot of noise, put in a lot of work effort. Kind of remind me of Lil' Kim, I must say. But she's always around, all around the place. Hey, you know, for the new generation, she is considered the little kid. However, let's move on. Okay, Eric Holder. The legend killer of Nipsey Hussle. May he rest in peace. My condolences to his family. It's a sprint, not a marathon. But he proved it could be a marathon as long as you run a sprint. Yes. Mr. Hustle himself, Eric Holder, right? Eric Holder would be locked up for his death, and he would start going in and out of jail, from court to jail, on a trial, being put on trial, and this trial would go on for several weeks. And why is this trial going on several weeks? There's a lot of things going on, a lot of camera angles, and a lot of pointing, and what somebody think he did, and all this thing about his colorful shirts. Doesn't really matter what color shirt he had on. The cameras always prove guilty in this matter, right? And there's a lot of people that's still upset about Nipsey Hussle being gone, people. Let's be real. This is some real stuff, right? And there's some politics behind it too. However, from him going from trial to back in jail, one day in the holding cell, another man will confront him. A man that really loved Nipsey Hussle, right? And he will beat him down, right? And you'll hear all these stories about him getting cut, stabbed, and all these other different things, right? And then you'll actually hear the so-called real story that the man seen him, was him filming and whipped his ass. Let's move on, right? That's what happened. It was somebody that was really dedicated to Nipsey Hussle, loved Nipsey Hussle, supposedly. I don't know what game he was from and all that, but I know he wasn't playing when he took notice of who he was. All right, let's move on, people. Little TJ for the Bronx, the drill musician. Little TJ will go on a night out with his entourage, and one thing will lead to another. He will get set up and shot up, may I ask, right? To the point where it puts him in a coma. Before all of that, during the situation, it would be a fight that break out. It would even be some of his entourage members shooting back, and they would get locked up, right? For just defending him. Like I tell my supporters and listeners, this is the music industry. This is the music business. This is not hip hop, right? Once again, you can't not walk around feeling like you are invincible. There's always somebody out there that's willing to take that away from you. So my suggestion is to stay humble and stay blessed, people. You have to stay blessed. And when you're not staying blessed and humble, things is going to happen to you when you start feeling like you're invincible. So TJ, I hope you recover fully. You know, I'm hearing all these stories about comas and you waking up, you recovering, and then comas again. I don't know what to believe, but hey, man, wild lesson learned, man. Listen, man, this is some seriousness, man. Like I said, this is not the hip-hop culture, people. Once again, I said it before, this is the music business, dealing with commercialness. Okay. Brittany Griner. She would get locked up and accused in Russia for smuggling drugs, right? Now, when you think about drug smuggling, you're thinking about kilos of drugs, right? From what I heard, it was a weed vape pen that she took from one spot to the next, and it became a case. It became illegal for her doing that. People, listen, man, there's much more serious things going out there than locking somebody up for something so small and minor. You know, in our country, it'd have been a misdemeanor. I think Russia and the USA got something going on with each other for real now. This is ridiculous. And she became the casualty of the war. Need I say no more? Yes. I think she became the casualty of a war. The family and friends, hopefully y'all holding her down. And for the people that follow her and love her and that's fans of her, do the best y'all could do, right? You know, God bless that girl. This is serious. Let's move on. Yes. Gunna, one of Young Thug's artists, will be denied from bail. He got denied for bail, people. Yes, he did. Once again, you have to stay humble in this. This is a game, people. This is the music industry game. And when you don't play, this is what happens. Gunna. Listen, man, hopefully the friends and family of Gunna and all the rest of the guys stay strong and hold them down and do the best they could do. I wish them well. But like I said, this is not hip hop. Let's move on. 6ix9ine would be in Istanbul, a country that Billy nobody go to perform, right? But he ended up there. He would receive $500,000. Just for a big performance, jumping in crowds like he normally do, doing all the things he do. The jigsaw puzzle man himself, 6ix9ine. He will even make up with some of his foes along the way. Like I said, people, this is the music business. This is not the hip-hop culture. Let me move on. Styles P from The Lox. Styles P. One of the hip-hop artists, one of the best lyricists, bar for bar spitters, aka the Ghost, aka the Lox. He held down Bad Boy at one time, and Rough Riders, may I add, right? Came out with several albums, was on several reality shows and stuff, got several merchandise lines going on and all that. This conversation right here is hip hop to me, right? Styles P is a hip hop artist to me, one of the best bar for bar spitters. Proven it over the years, right? Will go down in history for what he did in hip hop, right? Songs like Locked Up and all that stuff, yes. He would take a peep out of his bar, his juice bar, may I add, and in front of it, a little young black girl would be getting harassed for whatever reason it was. However, when he takes notice, he see that she's being manhandled. and a scooter was on a scooter that was left on the side of the road. I guess that she was driving for delivery. And he just couldn't understand, and several other people that was on standby couldn't understand what was going on with this girl. All they could see is two cops manhandling her. Man cops, may I add, two male cops manhandling this girl. It would become a problem, and it would go viral, right? And he would speak his piece about it as well, right? He would actually explain to them what they was doing wrong, and then realizing that they wasn't feeling where he was coming from, he would walk away. As he should, because, I mean, hey, he's in a situation. You know, he's in a public eye, so he had no choice, right? But he did stand up for that girl. He did put hip-hop in there, right? He's that dedicated to hip-hop to step in and handle his business in and out of hip-hop, right? When he sees something wrong going on, especially when it got to do with the police. So let's congratulate that man for what he did do. He didn't stand by and just laugh and all that. He actually tried to do something about it. He would be remembered. Peace of the locks. Styles P, stand up. Stand up for that. He would even get on Instagram and do a video talking about the situation at hand. How things need to be avoided and several other things relating to the fact of the story. However, like I said, he held it down. No doubt, Styles P, keep it hip hop. Let's move on. Conway the Machine. We're getting a beef with DJ Funkmaster Flex. Yes, people. I don't understand this Conway and Funkmaster Flex beef. And why one minute he had him on his show doing a freestyle, and the next minute he said the freestyle was corny. I don't get it. I don't get where Flex is coming from, but Flex is getting in a lot of problems with several artists that's not really feeling him like that. You know, come on, Flex. You grew up in hip hop. You from the Bronx, where it all started, right? The mecca of it all, right? So you should know better. You should understand the elements, right? That human beatboxing element, that graffiti element, that MCing, DJing element, and that b-boying element, right? You should understand the elements of hip-hop culture before you go, this is somebody that's part of hip-hop. Last time I checked, the Griselda Boys was tearing things up out here ever since, right? And they are the epitome of hip-hop. They are not commercial artists. So don't get them confused, man. They put in the work. They show that they hip-hop. They go bar for bar. They spit, for real. And there's nothing goofy about it, right? Oh, last time I checked, right? Flex, need to get a wake-up call on this hip-hop culture, for real. And stop getting caught up with that commercial stuff. Let's move on. NBA Youngboy, in and out of trouble, he goes and in and out of trouble. I hate good things, I hate bad things, right? But I guess NBA Youngboy need to grow up and be an NBA young man for once, right? He would get in trouble with the feds. The feds are rolling on him. Catch him, lock him up for whatever. And he would hire a team of lawyers, and he eventually beat the case, the Fed case. Not a lot of people beat Fed cases, but on this hand, he did. And that's a beautiful thing. Maybe this time you would take your freedom more serious. Let's move on. Kodak Black, all over the place. This guy get locked up more times than the average person in the street. Man, I don't understand it. You know, he say this, he say that about this person and about himself and stuff. And he turns around and gets locked up again. You gotta wonder about that guy, Kodak Black, Kodak Whack. We have to wonder about Kodak Whack. Is he an implant? Allegedly? I don't know. We'll never know, right? But to me, like I said, this is not hip-hop. That's why I got other segments I'm working on, and that's about to come out, people. Once again, you hear me? I have other segments and episodes that I'm working on that's about to come out, because that's really my stilo of what I really do, right? That's really the dopeness of what I do. That's why I love to do the original stuff. Let's move on. Fetty Lucci. Another Brooklyn born. He is Roddy Rebel's cousin. He gets locked up for a legendary pool shooting that nobody not even sure about that he did, right? There's no camera footage or nothing. allegedly, that he said, they said he shot up a pool party, supposedly. Who knows? Freddie Luch, you should know better. You should know you're a target. Y'all are targets. Y'all always saying that rappers is the new targets now. Y'all being treated like the mafia, soft, etc., right? You know, y'all saying y'all always under attack. Stay the hell out of trouble and y'all won't be under attack no more. But like I said, once again, just because who y'all are doesn't make y'all better than somebody else. Stay on point. All right, let's move on. Okay, my man, Ruger. Ruger from Chicago, yes. He's a drill rapper, but he's a different kind of breed. May I add, he's a different kind of breed. He is. He has several songs that he make that I'm feeling. And one of them was about his cousin, FBG Duck. He was very dedicated to him. And he meant every word he said out of his mouth to the point where everybody, the drill industry stood quiet for a while after putting that song out. You ain't hear nothing. You ain't hear no responses or nothing. It was quiet for a minute after he put it out. You know, he's very talented, man. Like I said, man, you know, I'm more hip-hop. Let's move on. Jade the Youngin. All right, his story is kind of really awkward to me, too, because it goes from him and his father got shot to people thinking he passed away, to somebody in his family saying he didn't pass away, and to him ended up being shot outside his in front of his home. I don't know, people, what's going on with that, but it's very weird to me. Very awkward, man. Rest in power to that young man. That young man didn't even get a chance to really even see what was in front of him as far as his future and goals go. So sad how they dying out here. You know, I guess it's just not much of an example for the other ones, right? Because you would think they'll learn from the other ones, but I guess not. My condolences to him and his family and friends and stuff. Let's move on. Gucci Man. Now, you up here making songs dissing the dead, telling people to diss the dead. But when you and Young Jeezy did the verses, you was upset at him about his about your friend. And you pretty much contradicted yourself again. I guess you not really a hip-hop artist. You was really more of a commercial artist to me anyway. This is why these things is going on. Let's move on. Kelly's versus Beyonce. Well, the story goes, Kelly's felt like Beyonce should have called her and asked her to clear sample. Beyonce didn't, right? And would she have all rights to feel that way? Yes, she do. Kelly's have all right to feel that way. She did a lot of great songs, people. She's a great musician. Okay? I heard several of her first songs, Blow You Out the Water. Okay? Very musically inclined. She was once married to Nas, the hip-hop legendary artist. Nas, yes, people. Nas Escobar. Kelly's. So she have, like I said, once again, she have a right to be upset. She even have a right to be upset at Pharrell for doing what he did and not, you know, not giving her well-deserved of money or whatever the case, compensation of what she did in the industry with them, with the whole Star Trek business. Come on, people. You know, you got to have a little bit more manners than that, right? Call people and ask them first. So it won't be no problem later. All right, let's move on. Hopefully they iron it out. Mace versus Fabio Foreign. Now, Mace been in the music industry quite a long time. He is a hip-hop artist and he comes from hip-hop. He was actually one of the best that ever did it, Notorious B.I.G., right? He learned stuff from him as well. They was good friends too, right? After Notorious B.I.G. died, he became the second face of Bad Boy, which meaning producing, writing, performing. One of the great entertainers that you know, so even though some people think Puffy is, but he was one of the great entertainers that came out of there too. Honestly, I think a lot of stuff that Puffy do, he got from it for Mace. Let's be honest. A lot of the stuff Puffy do, he got for Mace. Bottom line. Hands down. Now, Mace is a good guy. I think he's a fair guy. You know, he retired, came back, retired again, came back. You know, just to show people that he can, you know, do it again. You know, for the ones that was missing him and all, right? He showed us. Now, with that being said, right? this whole contract thing, this 500K contract thing that he supposedly did with Fabio Foreign, I truly don't believe that. He would go on $1 million worth of game talking about how Mace mistreated him, how he gave him a bad boy treatment. He would never give somebody the bad boy treatment. He got the bad boy treatment from Puffy, so why would he do it, right? Come on, let's think about this, right? He's going through that himself, so why would he do it to somebody else? Anyway, Mace would go up there on $1 million worth of game with Gilly the Kid and his cousin, Wallow, and show his 750K contract. Yeah, 750K contract, people. Yes, he would show and prove as he talked about it. And if you really want to get technical, and this is how I believe Mace too, it was this video and the song that Fabio Foreign did with Dream Dog, right? And in this video, you could tell that he took a lot of Mace style with him, which meaning the whole arm movement part and some of the rhyming part and that whole kind of like pretty boy stuff with it and all, right? You know, he took some of his swag. You know, I'm sure Mace had threw some bones in there, you know, trained him and molded him before letting him go. And you could see that all in. He did, people. I truly think he did. I think he did it the right way. The artist development way, I think he really showed him what artist development is all about. Yes, he did. If you go to that Dream Dog video featuring him, you will see some of that Mace attitude in him. Yes, you will. Anyway, people, be continued. Like I said, I got several other episodes and segments I'm working on. Take care. Peace and blessings.